So great being here at the Elk Rapids Pull Barn. Man, oh man, what a story. And the story starts with this man, Joe Short, the founder, owner, operator of Short's Brewing. Joe, nice to have you here. We're not hearing him, guys, so we got to get that working.
Do I need?
There we go. No, okay. You don't. You shouldn't have to touch anything.
Okay.
You just drink your beer and enjoy yourself. That's all I'm doing. But nice to have you here. The quick story with the guy who you know with his handlebar mustache, which is very famous. It's on cans of your beer now, as I understand it. Joe grew up in Rapid City, graduated from Kalkaska High School, began working in the hospitality industry at a young age as a waiter at the dockside on Torch Lake. He began home brewing while attending Western Michigan University. Go Broncos!
Yeah.
My late brother Mark and some of my nieces and nephews went there as well. After beginning your professional brewing career, stints at the former Travis Brewing Company in Elk Rapids, the former Michigan Brewing Company in Weberville, the former Jackson Brewing Company, later Zig's Kettle and Brew, you decided to return to Northern Michigan and start your own brewery. 20 years ago, you in fact started your own brewery in Bel Air. And then you moved here in 2009. The pub is still in Bel Air. This is now the heart and soul as the brewery, as I understand it.
Yeah, it sure is. That's where we made our first batch of beer, and the pub is still very much the nucleus of our operation, as you described. And now we have this other production facility operation here in Elk Rapids, all in Antrim County. So we love it here.
Who would have ever guessed that so many different things could go into beer? It never was that way. You know, my dad used to drink Strohs, and that was what he drank, and that was that. You experimented. You were known as a very creative experimenter. You'd put almost anything in beer.
Yeah, most things you can eat, you can kind of put in beer. There are a couple things that don't go well, but fruits, vegetables, herbs, spices, all that stuff is very part of the culinary brewing experience.
The culinary brewing experience. I like that. And you asked me when I said, what beer should I try? I'm not a huge beer drinker, but what beer? You said, you like coffee? Yeah, I like coffee. You like chocolate? Who doesn't like chocolate? Then you walked away, and then I heard you yell, gin or bourbon? And I thought, well, this is getting very interesting. The one I ended up with is?
The Bel Air Brown.
The Bel Air Brown. The one you're drinking is the beer that you say is the beer that made Shorts.
The beer that built Shorts. So Humalupalicious India Pale Ale. 20 years ago, IPAs were the forefront of the craft brewing industry. And, of course, that being one of my favorite styles to drink and make, I wanted to make something truly profound that attracted people to what we were doing up here in Northern Michigan.
Well, that's incredible. And even not as a big beer drinker, I was very aware of Humalupalicious. That really puts you on the map in a very big way. And it's very tasty, but it's more for beer drinkers.
Yeah, for people who like the hops and the flavor profiles that come from that versus so you're not a beer drinker, and you're drinking the beer that I always give to non-beer drinkers. So,
well, it worked.
Bel Air Brown is a beer for beer lovers, but non-beer lovers alike. And it's beer non-beer drinkers, quote-unquote, are my favorite customers because I can usually always find something for them.
Well, you do. And all of a sudden we become beer drinkers, which is all great. Tell me about the up north experience and coming up north for Shorts and why that was so special for you.
So growing up here and then leaving to go to school and experience a little bit of the world or the country that's not in my backyard made me appreciate where I grew up a lot. And I really had a pining to get back and just bask in the life that Northern Michigan offers, which is a little slower pace. It's very rural, charming, quiet, and we're surrounded by water and forests.
Well, we're sitting here. I tried to describe it earlier, and we did put something online. Where do they find that, Mike?
Anywhere, our Facebook, our Instagram, or our Twitter/X page.
You'll get a view of where we are, where we sit, and across from the East Grand Traverse Bay. And this is Sandy Barua would be proud. This is what they call Chamber of Commerce weather. I mean, it's beautiful, and we're just thrilled to be here with Joe Short, the founder, owner, operator of Short's Brewing. And it started 20 years ago now in Bel Air, and I understand you now have a new beer garden in Bel Air.
Yes, almost a year ago today, we opened our Bel Air Beer Garden across the street from the pub, and it's had a lot of evolution since we bought the property years ago. And through COVID, we started developing it as something that we could get people outside and still in town. And now, rolling on the coattails of that idea, for all intents and purposes, it's basically a huge waiting room for those folks who are coming to the pub to get a seat. And so it offers, you know, live entertainment all summer long, authentic Mexican food from Osorio's Tacos and Salsas.
Oh,
and then, of course, a lineup of 20 beers and ciders and a litany of picnic tables and festive lights and a lot of energy. And my sons also run a little popcorn stand out there called Little Bros.
Oh, nice.
And they're just slaying it. It's great.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love the beginning of a great family business.
Good way for me to keep an eye on them while I'm changing kegs throughout the weekend.
Excellent. So. And speaking of tacos, you've got a taco truck out here.
So Osorio's has a few different trucks. They have one at each of our locations. So here in Elk Rapids at the Pole Barn, and then over in Bel Air at the Beer Garden.
I mentioned earlier, Joe Short, that you're known for your experimental beers. You always have been. But you also have some star-cut ciders and some kind of non-alcoholic collaboration with Billy Strings.
That's right.
Tell me about that and tell me what might be next for Shorts.
So Starcut Ciders is our cider brand, and it's, you know, it's in the shadows of our beer for sure, but don't be mistaken. The quality of our ciders are incredible. They're just as flavorful and experimental. We got a new one out right now called Tucana, which is made with guava. We have ones that are made with cherries, and then we have a traditional dry, and then more of a semi-sweet. So the dry is Pulsar, the semi-sweet is Octorok. And then, yes, we have a collaboration partnership with Billy Strings. He used to play the Bel Air Brew Pub back in the day. We've always had a music scene there. And we've collaborated on a hop water project. So our first one, Lemon Lime, came out about a year ago. And in another week or so, you're going to see Thirst Mutilator Grape. So sorry if I didn't preface that. Thirst Mutilator is the hop water brand. We have a lemon lime, and then coming up here in a week or so, you'll see the grape version out there.
Oh, wow. Don't let me leave, guys, without trying the cherry-based cider. Cherry's my favorite fruit.
That one's called Squishy, and I'm actually not sure if that's available right now. I hope it is.
Okay. All right. If not, I'll look for it. And speaking of that, if folks can't make it up north, where are they going to find your Short's products?
So any place that serves or retails high-quality craft beverages. We are in the Great Lakes region. The bulk of our sales are in Michigan, and we work with Imperial Beverage in Michigan and various other distributors around the Great Lakes, so Illinois, Indiana, Chicago is in Illinois,
that's okay.
Wisconsin, and Ohio, and we've got a little bit of a presence over in Colorado.
We go everywhere but Colorado with our signal, but we go there, too, with people streaming us. So
great.
They can stream us from down the block or in Colorado or wherever at WJR.com and get our podcasts as well. You've done a great job. We salute you on your 20th anniversary at the beginning there in Bel Air, and we're loving being here right alongside East Grand Traverse Bay at Short's Pull Barn with the guy who started it all, Joe Short. Thanks for hosting us. Thanks for having us. And thanks to ITC for making it happen.
Honored to be here. Thanks.
We continue. The 21st annual Paul W. Smith Pure Michigan Tour is underway on WJR.